Hi, welcome to Zuli Talks. Hoping that you're doing all fine, safe and well. First, I'd like to take this time to thank you for listening to my show, whether it's just one episode or all my episodes, and hoping that you gain something. And I'm also hoping that you'll stick around for my future upcoming episodes. I also want to give a special shout out to my all-time listeners and a special welcome to my new listeners. If you're new on Zuli Talks, this is a show where we talk about work, love and school and ways to improve ourselves. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Zuleika Muhammad. Just a reminder, Zuli Talks is available on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Google Podcast, hoping that all my episodes get to you on your favorite streaming sites. You can also follow Zuli Talks on Facebook and Instagram at Zuli Talks, and also follow me on my Insta at Zuleika Umu and my Facebook at Zuleika Saidi. So today on Zuli Talks, I decided to talk about stress and the different type of stress, the different levels of stress, and they affect us during different stages in our lives, either men, women, children, in different ages, because of different situations happening in our lives. So the first type of stress that I wanted to talk about is stress in children. This is a topic that is rarely talked about. It's rarely talked about. It's rarely illustrated anywhere and everywhere. So that's why I decided to do a little bit of research and talk about stress in kids. So children suffer from stress severely, even more than we adults do, especially if they're exposed to new and confusing environments over and over again, as in constantly. Adults such as maybe parents, teachers, neighbors, family members could also cause a little bit of stress in a child, and also their peers, as in classmates, family members who are almost their age, could also influence stress or trigger stress in a child. So stress levels in children over the past decade has been increasing and increasing. This means it's different from our era, because I'm 26, and it's different from our parents' era, that the level of stress in children, it's increasing, it's never decreasing. So I wanted to talk about a few factors causing stress in children. And number one is they could get stress from school. This may be due to pressure from parents to do well in class, and teachers to do well in class and maybe behave well in class, and also get some pressure from their peers who could also be bullying them in school. So this is one of the causes of stress. And number two is stress due to family issues. Because children look up to their parents, their guardians for guidance. They look up to their family members who are maybe older, their aunties, their uncles, for support, for protection, for love. So when there are problems at home, such as maybe domestic violence, parent separation, economic issues, or maybe harsh punishments at home, they could start being stressed and also start being reluctant to go home. As in, you see a child in school, they're very active in school, but when they go home, they're just dormant. Because they don't want to do anything to maybe trigger any violence in their home. So they're just dormant. Number three is stress due to environment or maybe the media. And the media is playing another large and big role in maybe influencing children. Children tend to get anxious. They tend to get influenced by the things they watch on TV, the cartoon, the TV programs, on the news. Maybe they're watching violence, or maybe they're watching, let's say programs that are not of their age, that could trigger them to maybe do
stuff and or maybe get stressed because maybe there are things that are advertised on the TV and maybe they want them and they know very well their situation at home, but they can't get them. So that also could also trigger stress due to the things they see on media. So I'm gonna talk about a few signs of stress in kids, a few as in you just see these ones and you can notice them as a parent, as a guardian, as maybe as anyone in the family. It's our duty to notice these things because it's nearly impossible for young children. And when I say children, it means maybe from 2 or 1 year old to maybe 7 or 8 years old. It's really impossible for children to express their emotional state to their parents, their guardians, or anyone. Because we adults, if maybe you're suffering from something or maybe things are not going well with your business at school or something, you can just find your friend or someone and be like, hey, I'm really stressed about this and this, about an exam, about a job interview, about my business. It's not going well, as in you can talk about it. You can talk about it. But as for the children, they can't because they don't even know what is happening to them. They don't even know what stress is. And so it's up to us as maybe a parent, a guardian, a family member, or just anyone to maybe notice and identify these signs of stress in kids. And you can just talk to them. It's easier to maybe cope with stress in children than it is to cope with stress in an adult. So number one, helps physical symptoms. Number one, they start being aggressive and overreacting, and they could also bite, maybe sometimes screaming when they're crying and fighting with other kids in the playground, in school or something. Some kids are just violent, but some kids, they just get violent because they have a lot of stress in them. Like, it triggers violence. Stress triggers violence, by the way. And they could also have sleeping problems like insomnia. So yeah, sometimes you notice some kids, when they go to school in the morning, they're just sleeping. It's in the morning. How could they be sleeping in the morning? And it's like they did not sleep at night. So this is also, maybe they didn't sleep at night, they had insomnia. So that's why maybe some sleep at school. So it's good to notice some of this thing and maybe talk to them about it. They could also have decreased appetite. If they eat certain amount of food, they'll start eating less. So that's one of the physical symptoms of stress in children. And another one is constant complaints of maybe stomachache, headaches, and all that. Sometimes, sometimes my son complains of a stomachache or a headache, and I'm like, wait, you're so small. How do you know it's a headache or a stomachache or something? It's so hard sometimes. So we should be on the lookout as guardian parents or any other family member or just anyone to notice some of these things. Some emotional symptoms include moody behavior, just being in a dark mood, in a very dark, heavy, black mood. Where else they're always cheerful people and all that. Their personality is not being in a moody behavior. This, you should take some time to talk it out to a child. The other emotional symptom is refusal to go to school or any other gathering. If a child knows he or she is being bullied in school, it will be so hard to take them to school or maybe any other family gatherings because they know maybe their cousins or any other family member might bully them. And if they go to school, they know a friend or not a friend, as in their girls or boys in school who are maybe making his or her life hard in school. So when it comes to going to school in the morning, they're just reluctant. And the other one is inability to maybe relax. They're always anxious. They're always, I don't know, nervous for no good reason. As a parent, you might be irritated by all these symptoms because you think maybe your child is changing, your child has started doing bad behaviors and all that, but it's up to you as a parent, as a guardian, to like get to the bottom of this. Start knowing where all these behaviors are coming from, because you know your child, maybe he or she is a cheerful person, an obedient kid and all that, but due to just small stress, maybe a small amount of stress in school, at home, family member, a neighbor, in the playground, like it could cause the child to change and maybe start reacting, start acting out and all this. So as guardians or as parents, it's advisable. I'm really advising you to like watch closely your children's behaviors, their patterns, if they change for the better or if they change for the worse. I hope they don't change for the worse. But if they change going to a direction that it's not acceptable, you should like go get to the bottom of that. Sit them down. Like, you can't talk to them like the way you talk to teenagers. It's different talking to babies. You just start talking to them in a playful mode. They love being playful. They could tell you so many things if they're playful. So let's watch out. So that's it.
Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, and I also hope it will help you. I hope it was helpful. So don't forget to leave a like, a comment, or a review on Zuli Talks platforms. Till next time here on Zuli Talks, I'm your host, Zuleika Mohammed. Stay safe and healthy, and have a happy listening.